Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
NFL Network Analyst.
Kurt, I give you the floor on what we just... what a crazy game. I mean, what a great finish. I don't know what Miami was doing at the end of the regulation, going for it on fourth down. Just kick it. Why can't we kick anymore? I don't understand. Just kick it and take the points.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Stacey Dales.
We're seeing so much growth from Caleb Williams. You know, I'm in Berlin and just on our rides and whatever I'm doing, I'm around Kurt Warner and just love talking football with him.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
This segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. And it is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency. Call the plumbing professionals. Available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It is Spiegs and Anthony Herron here on a Bears Victory Monday. Anthony in for Lawrence Holmes. Kurt, what's happening, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. What's happening? What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving. A little ahead of time, but I hope you guys have a great one.
Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. The way that this is progressing, I think, from a Caleb Williams perspective, it stands out to me that this past game, what he did yesterday, it felt like the Bears offense was more pocket-based. Like Caleb's approach to things and the way Ben called it had him more stationary. But it struck me that it seemed like he was getting the ball out more consistently on time and in rhythm, even though the passes were frequently kind of errant. And I'm in my brain trying to view that as a sign of progress as Ben Johnson is kind of reprogramming Caleb to a certain extent. How did you see that part of it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very
happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think I've been seeing that since week one is, you know, that battle that it seems like he's facing to do more of what Ben wants him to do in the pocket and, you know, playing the game more conventionally first and then reactionary second. So I've been seeing that in that battle, you know, and I say a battle because, you know, there are times that it just doesn't look comfortable. It looks like he's fighting himself to stay there and to work through things. Yesterday, I didn't think it was a great offense performance. I thought he was great in the red zone, Ben did a great job of designing and getting his first read open, and he made some really good throws in the red zone. I thought overall it wasn't a really good game. I thought his eyes were in the wrong spot a lot of times, and that was one of the issues I had with Caleb last year is, and again, we have to take this in stages and depth, that last year was – all pure progression type stuff. And you know, that's hard for me to understand because when I know something's not going to be open, I get off of that and I get to the next thing. And there were a lot of times last year where I thought his eyes were stuck and started in the wrong spot. Could have been because of the offense. I think Ben has done a much better job in designing things and getting him started in the right spot. And I felt like in this game, there were just times based on the concepts that I saw that I couldn't figure out why his eyes were starting in a certain spot. And so that concerned me a little bit yesterday because I hadn't necessarily seen that or thought that was a theme in many games this year. But again, we've talked about it for a couple weeks. What I love is that it wasn't a great offense performance. You know, like he didn't play great. You talked about the errant passes at times and just being off a little bit, whether it was eyes, whether it was throws, whatever. And they still put up 31 points and they still win a football game. You know, like that to me is like, okay, all right, we're still doing a lot of things right, and we're still, you know, figuring this out, and we've got a long way to go, but once again, we're finding a way to win, and we're finding a way to make the critical plays that we need to make to win football games, and that was probably my biggest takeaway from yesterday.
Kurt Warner with us here on The Score. Yeah, it's interesting. He was 10 of 21 at the half, and there were all kinds of accuracy issues in the first half. But then there were some halftime adjustments schematically from the coach and maybe with Caleb's comfort level. He talked about that a little bit after. But let's talk about the scheme because you know what you're looking at, and you tweeted something about how you felt like you saw the Mike Martz influence on Ben Johnson a lot in this one with the pinch. Could you explain to our listeners what that is that you saw? Because I think a lot of us are seeing some amazing things getting schemed open, and we don't know exactly how these guys are getting so damn open.
The pinch concept to me is you know, why I call it pinch is with the end that's inside of it. So, there's an influence post. What I call an influence post is the interior part of the concept where it's a guy that kind of clears out through the middle of the field, trying to clear out any safeties, any deep players that are in the area. The end portion of it is the big end, you know, and I wrote in the tweet, it was a route that built my house. Like that was the route that we threw. If you were playing against the greatest show on turf, you knew you were going to see 10 to 12 big end routes thrown out of different formations in every possible way we could every single week. It was my favorite route to throw and we were really good at it. And so the big end was on the outside. And then there's some elements underneath, for me, the pinch concept, the CH stands for choice. We would put a choice route underneath it that would grab that hook defender. So I would get a high low off of that in and the choice. So that's where pinch comes from. It's been a staple when Ben was in Detroit, they would run a lot of the pinch concept out of a lot of different formations, drop back, play action, doesn't matter. And they've done it in Chicago as well. But I just noticed it showing up a whole bunch yesterday, and it just kind of popped into my mind because I had read something a week ago or talked to somebody a week ago that just said something about how Ben had been influenced. I don't know if it's spending time with Mike or studying the playbook that we had or whatever. That
it, I think it was me. I think it was me on this
show.
Did
you say it last?
Yeah.
Did you say it last
week?
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Come on. We've got an ongoing conversation. It's a give and take. It's a beautiful thing.
That's right. It was you. And so I don't know which one it is. Is he spent time with Mike? Is it studying, you know, what we did? I'm not sure which one, but you can definitely see the influences. One of the touchdown passes, I think it was the one to Loveland on the quick post.
Yes.
Another play that, you know, we used to call 095 F post. Another one of my favorite plays, but they hit that down the goal line for a touchdown as well. So starting to just see some of those influences and some of those plays that were my favorites back in the day. And it's cool to see that they still work. Good quality concepts that have answers and understanding on why you're doing it. They still work in football. And so it's really cool to see. And it's fun because it brings back a lot of memories.
That's awesome. Kurt, here's what Ben Johnson had to say earlier about Caleb improving in the middle of the field. In terms, he said this: some guys get a little bit nervous, a little bit afraid to look away and then look back. He's always been a high level steam thrower or bender versus too high. But now when you're talking about the daggers or the drift routes that we have in, I think Caleb's done a nice job of trusting the fact that he can turn his back to the defense and yet still flip around to make a decision whether to pull the trigger or not. Wonder what you think about those comments from Ben Johnson about Caleb and his progress.
Well, I mean, you love to hear it because that's exactly, you know, what we're talking about. The dagger route is that big end. And they throw it a lot. Again, you know, I think he'll just get better and better at throwing it. But, yeah, anytime as a quarterback that you have to look one side and then try to quickly come back to the other side and read something and verify what coverage you have there, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, there's a lot that goes into the timing of making sure you're getting back there in a timely fashion so you can hit that big in route on time. The other thing is when you're coming back there to know exactly where your eyes need to go, exactly what defender you need to find to see, is he getting depth? Is he staying low so I can make the throw up over the top? And so that is a challenging element when you're asking a quarterback to go from one side to another. And again, I think it's a route that Caleb has been solid at. I think that the next piece of it, and again, just going back to my time, I always felt like I could make that throw no matter how I had to make it. If a defender would drop deep, I had the ability to put the ball up and over the top, like what we call up and down. And so I could get it up and down quickly and still drop it into my guy. And so if you're going to run that route a lot, that would be the next step for Caleb, as we've talked about a lot of the drive throws and you know, wants to throw the fastball a lot, is learning how to make more of that touch throw so it gives you the ability to make that throw more often than not, no matter what the defense does. But again, all part of this process. And, you know, I love that while they're learning and while they're going through the process and when Caleb doesn't have his A game, again, finding ways to win as a football team. And that excites you with where we're at this point in the season. It excites you with the record that they have at this point in the season, and has to excite you moving forward to go, we've seen this much progress and we're seeing wins this way, man, what could it be? How good can we be by the time the season's over? And I think I'm like everybody else, excited to see what that looks like.
The Pro Football and Arena Football Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner, our guest here on Spiegel & Holmes on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. And through my eyes as an old defensive lineman and just watching the way, almost like Brett Favre-esque, where like Caleb just rears back and puts so much gusto behind the ball. And it does seem like when he takes a few of the RPMs off, that does enhance his accuracy and his touch. And I'm wondering mechanically, because biomechanically everybody's body is going to be different, but are there things as you're continuing to study Caleb that you would maybe correct mechanically that might enhance the consistency of his accuracy?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are things that you would do, but it's not always a natural thing for guys. Like when you talk about throwing the football, you throw from the ground up and you throw with your body more than you throw with your arm. And so the arm should just be kind of a following piece. It's, you know, I always use the analogy because a lot of sports are very similar. But like golf, if you've ever golfed, you know, a lot of us big guys, Ant, you know, we'll go and grab the golf club as hard as we possibly can. And we'd say, yeah, we benched 300 and whatever pounds. We're going to swing this club so hard that that ball is going to go 350 yards. And we do that and the ball goes nowhere. And we're like, what is the problem here? Like, I'm swinging it so hard and so fast. And then you see a guy that weighs 185 pounds, you know, a pro golfer get up there and it looks effortless and they swing through it and they hit the ball 350 yards. And you're like, how is that possible? Look at that guy's arms. There's no way. But the idea, like golf, just like throwing a football, is they generate all their power down low through their hips and through the explosion of their core. And then it creates the whip or it creates the speed of, you know, of the club. And that's what creates those long distance hits. It's that power and that swing. And it's the same when you're playing football, is we want the arm to be the following piece. We want that to be the club. And we want to create the power with our body so I don't have to throw it 100 miles an hour with my arm. And that's where we get touch. And that's where we get the ability to get the ball up and down. And I use this term all the time. I use it with my son, who's a quarterback, who says it's not physically accurate or physically accurate. But I say it's got to be firm but soft. The ability to throw a football where it continues to go to its target. It doesn't die. But at the same time, it's not this heavy, hard fastball that's going 100 miles an hour that, you know, is either right on and you miss or right on and you make it, or it's off just a little bit and you miss. It gives the ability, and you talk about accuracy, it gives the ability of your receivers to adjust as well. So if I'm throwing a ball and the ball's going to be just a touch behind my receiver, if I'm throwing it with touch, they can gauge that speed. They can slow down a little bit. Now all of a sudden the ball looks like it's perfect. If you're throwing it 100 miles an hour and all of a sudden the ball comes off and it's just coming and you have no ability to react and the ball's a half a foot behind you, it's going to be much easier to miss that ball, to drop that football, and to look awkward and to look inaccurate than mine did. Even though the ball may be going to the same spot, I allow my receiver to help me make it accurate, to adjust to the football. And that's, to me, kind of the next step. I actually just broke down J.J. McCarthy, and he's got the same issue. I don't think Caleb has as much of an issue as J.J. does. Caleb is working on it, and there's times where you see the elements of being able to throw more with your body and taking something off of it. It's just not the natural thing for him. And J.J. struggles with that mightily, and that's why his accuracy is so far down, because it's either hit or miss, and that's all you get when you're throwing it 100 miles an hour. So there would be things that I would do to help him engage his core and his body more. But it's a hard thing for these guys that have these cannon arms and have always been used to saying, I can make every throw with my arm, so I'm going to. And I don't have to worry about all the other technique stuff. And a lot of these guys can, but just like that dagger or pinch throw that I'm talking about, if you've got to throw the ball 30 yards and you've got to create that power with your arm to throw it 30 yards, it's going to be hard to get that ball up and down to be able to gauge power with your arm and touch with your arm. If I can create that power with my body, and then I can change the trajectory or the touch with my arm by not moving it as fast. Mm-hmm. That's where I can get this up and down, and I can add these other elements to my game. And so those are the steps that some guys that aren't necessarily natural throwers. Natural throwers to me are guys that engage their body and athletically use their body. Other guys can throw the ball really well, but they're not natural throwers, and they use these other elements like a big arm to be able to carry them more than, like myself, didn't have a big arm, used my body and my power from my body to carry me. But it's also what made me very accurate, because the more I get my body going in the direction I want the ball to go, the ball's going to follow my body. If my body's off and my arm's trying to make the throw, that's where inaccuracies you know, come from. And so you're trying to get all that to tie together.
It's reminding both me and Anthony, Kurt, of a conversation we've had about baseball pitchers many times, about how
effort guys.
But then when you see a guy like Verlander or Scherzer in their prime, you're like, oh, that's right, they can throw 98, but they also know they don't have to. They know they don't have to. In that regard, did you get a chance to watch Matt Stafford and Sean McVay do their thing last night? 30 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I mean, it seems to be a pretty beautiful example of modern NFL offense that's going on right there now.
I mean, they just work so well together. They fit together. The numbers, I think, are a little bit unfair. I joke with that because they get down on the 1 yard line and they put Davante Adams out there and they say, okay, stop him on a quick slant or a fade, and it's impossible. And so I don't know how many of their touchdowns have come on 1 yard throws to Davante Adams. So that's why I say it's not fair. But they've got it going, and it's the right way to do it. They get down in the red zone and say, if you want to stop our run, we're going to leave Davante out there, and good luck one-on-one stopping him. And Matthew can just put it wherever he wants. But they fit so well together. Matthew's playing at an extremely high level. He's smart with the football. When it's not there, he's not afraid to throw it away. It is fun to watch the way those two guys work together. Coach McVay makes a lot of the game easy for Matthew Stafford at times. And then there's a lot of times that Matthew Stafford makes Sean McVay right with the play calls that he has. And so it is a thing of beauty right now, the talent that they've got around them. It's going to be fun. I don't know who that team out there is that's going to stop this team, because they've got so many ways that they can beat you.
Kurt, you're the best, my friend. I always love these opportunities to talk ball with you.
No, it's always good to talk to you, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving, like I said, to you guys. Have a great one. We'll talk next week.
All right, so you're not cooking, right? We've talked about your cooking before. You're not. Are you contributing anything to the Thanksgiving feast, sir?
I am not contributing. I'll buy the food. I guess I'll do that part of it.
All right.
But I will not be cooking. I've got some great cooks in my house with my wife and my daughter, and they'll do all the work. I got to work Thanksgiving morning for game day morning. I get to do it from my house, but I'll be working in the morning, and then I get to come off the air and just sit down and eat. So I got I do have to do a little bit of work, but I got the best gig for sure.
There you go. All right, enjoy.
It's good to be Kurt Warner.
Thanks, Kurt.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, we appreciate you. Some great stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.